All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor. I'm speaking to you from the borough of Queens in New York City. It is the fifth day of April in 2022. I do like to remind you that I publish a newsletter called What is Jay? That's Chen Lin. Chen Lin publishes a newsletter called What is Chen Buying? What is Chen Selling? And you can subscribe to Chen's letter by going to chenpicks.com. Chen has done an excellent job of picking stocks, and especially in the biotech sector, some very interesting things that he's talking about. And some of those things I'm following as well in my own newsletter, which you can subscribe to by going to miningstocks.com. Or you can call during the normal work hours here in New York City at 718-457-1426 to sign up for the letter. We also like to call to your attention Michael Oliver's excellent work, Michael Oliver's Momentum Structural Analysis. You can subscribe to that by going to olivermsa.com. Michael did have some things to say this weekend about the gold markets, and certainly gold shares, although not doing that well today, have broken out above the equity markets. And if you look at a trend line, gold shares have broken out and are outperforming the broad equity market, as gold shares are also outperforming gold. And of course, gold and silver both having a kind of a rough day along with the equity markets in general today. I do want to thank all of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. Also like to encourage you to send along whatever comments you have about this show to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questions4taylor@gmail.com. We do want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. This week's sponsors: Irving Resources, Noble Resources, Eloro Resources, Hannon Metals, Firefox Gold, Timberline Resources, Lion One Metals, and SK Mining. Before I talk about today's show, let me just comment on what I think may have been one of the most important developments that has come out of the Russian-Ukraine war, and that is the announcement by Russia last week that countries opposing it in that war will be forced to pay for the gas they import from Russia in Russian rubles. That announcement, along with many other factors, was sufficient to cause Alistair MacLeod to title his weekly commentary that came out last Thursday. He titled it "Edging Towards a Gold Standard." Here is how Alistair summarized his March 31st commentary. And I quote, "Commentators are trying to make sense of the Russian moves. However, there is a backstory which differs from much of the speculation, which is this article's address. The Russians have not put the ruble on some sort of gold standard. Instead, they have repeated what Nixon and Kissinger did, which created the petrodollar in 1973 by getting the Saudis to agree to accept only dollars for oil. This time, nations deemed by Russia to be unfriendly will be forced to buy rubles, roughly $2 trillion by the European Union alone, based on last year's natural gas and oil imports from Russia, driving up the exchange rate of the rubles. The ruble has now doubled against the dollar from its low point of 150 to 75 yesterday, in just over 3 weeks. The Russian central bank will soon be able to normalize the domestic economy by reducing interest rates and removing exchange controls as a result of this," Alistair suggests. He goes on to say the Russians and Chinese will be accurately aware will be acutely aware that Western currencies, particularly the yen and euro, are likely to be undermined by recent developments. The financial war, which has always been in the background, is emerging into plain sight and becoming a battlefield between fiat currencies, and it is full on. The winner by default is almost certainly gold, now the only reliable reserve asset for those not aligned with Russia's unfriendlies. But it is still a long ways from backing any currency. End of quote. As usual, Alistair is analyzing these events in a seasoned and a very reasoned, I should say, non-emotional manner. As he notes, Russia is not demanding payment in gold, though that could, it may very well be the result in some cases. Rather, it is simply doing what President Nixon did to underpin the dollar after Nixon unilaterally defaulted on the dollar by removing gold linkage to the dollar and as a result to the global monetary system. To give the dollar value, Nixon used military force to dictate to the rest of the world that they must pay for their energy in dollars, just as Putin is now demanding that unfriendly countries pay for their gas that they buy from Russia in Russian rubles. I'm looking forward to hearing from Alistair. He will be my main guest next week, and this no doubt will be the main topic of our conversation, because I think, as I said, I think it's very, very significant in terms of all that's going on that's related to the war and the underlying issues of money and control of global assets most certainly is what's at stake here. I've titled today's show, Making Money with Crescat Capital. Kevin Smith, Tavi Costa, and Patrick Highsmith are this week's guests. Crescat Capital became known to me when one of the top exploration geologists in the world and a regular guest on this show, Dr. Quentin Henning, joined the company as its technical advisor. Quentin's job is to assist Crescat in selecting small-cap exploration companies that are in the process of discovering world-class mineral deposits. Even before Quentin joined them, Crescat had won a large number of awards as a top hedge fund firm over the past couple of decades. While most firms were suffering large losses over a five-year period ending in 2010, Crescat averaged 27.2% annual gains, which included the worst stock market that was during the worst stock market since 1929. The same independent thought process that led to that success has now enabled Crescat to focus heavily on commodities and precious metals, as they recognize the biggest gains at this time can be made by investing in small cap companies that are able to discover world-class gold and silver deposits. Hence, the addition of Dr. Henning as a vital member to the team of Crescat in identifying companies that have what it takes for exploration success. Sponsors of the show, like LOR Resources, SK Mining, and Lion One Metals, they're sponsors that I believe have the potential to become multi-billion dollar enterprises, and certainly Crescat Capital, which is invested in all three of those companies, no doubt sees that as well. Well, Tavi and Kevin will discuss their views of where the markets are heading in this very uncertain world, and what sectors they are shorting, and what sectors they are taking long positions in, and the reasons behind those decisions. They'll be with me in the second half of today's show. We do have to go to a commercial break now, but don't go away, because Patrick Highsmith will explain the exciting investment thesis behind Firefox Gold, which is also an investment held by Crescat Capital, and is also a sponsor of this show, too. Although today's gold and silver prices are heading lower, prompted by stock and bond margin calls, if history is any guide, the last assets of value remaining from the rubbish pile will be gold and silver. That, along with a civilized population, can enable a rebuilding of a prosperous and peaceful society. Well, we are going to go to break now, but don't go away, because when we come back, Patrick Highsmith of Firefox Gold will be with me. Don't go away.
Lion One Metals is focused on high-grade gold in Fiji, led by legendary Canadian financier Walter Barakoff. Lion One is permitted for production and drilling for discoveries in one of the most exciting high-grade gold projects in the prolific South Pacific Ring of Fire. Lion One trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. Go to our website at liononemetals.com for more information about Lion One Metals and high-grade gold in Fiji.
SK Mining Corp., trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQX, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals, rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.